This podcast is brought to you by the Specialty Produce Network.
Welcome to the Center for Conscious Kids. I'm Coco Smith.
And I'm Ashley Lee. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome. And welcome to all of you. We're here at the Specialty Produce Network in this amazing podcasting studio. I love it here. A beautiful day in San Diego. And we have launched the Center for Conscious Kids.
Woo-hoo! Yay!
Congratulations. Fanfare music. pretty exciting. Congratulations, Ashley.
Yes, thank you.
And how's it going?
It's going really, really well. We are enjoying our launch, launching San Diego first. We are looking forward to launching LA and San Francisco next and other cities from around the world.
Yeah, so it's not too late. Even if we haven't launched your city yet, it's now's the time to give us a call or check in on our website.
Yes.
And let us know what you're doing out there to promote conscious living for families and children. And it's pretty easy to do. I got my listing on there.
It sure is easy to do. There's several different ways. One way is you can reach us on email through connect@centerforconsciouskids.com. Or you can also come on our website. And there are several different ways you can communicate with us. And we are so interested in our website visitors to help us and see and share with other people around the world what is happening in your city, what conscious kinds of things are happening.
I know, I get really excited when I find that wonderful thing that I have to share, or person or company or program that I want to share with other people. So it's really nice that you have that feature on the website,
right,
where you can refer a provider to the website. And so what happens, like, okay, let's say I found this amazing chiropractor, Dr. Sherry Smith at Back to Balance in Encinitas, California. Shameless plug. You're welcome, Sherry. And what if I want to recommend her to be on your center? What do I do?
Well, you would go on www.centerforconsciouskids.com. And on the homepage, and you scroll down, you'll find an area with a big thumbs up that says recommend a provider.
Okay, I'm doing that right now, actually. I've
got
my laptop open. And okay.
So you're going to click that recommend favorites. And what we'd like you to do is, please, you can list anything on there. So when you click in, you'll see that you can recommend a health provider, like Dr. Sherry Smith, a chiropractor.
See her. She's actually on here.
I know. Isn't that cool?
And I see this. So it's recommend a provider. There's a big thumb, like a thumbs up right here.
Yeah.
It takes a village, it says. So I just, recommend my favorite. Yeah, okay.
And so you can super go down easy, and you scroll down to category, and you can enter a food. So that means like for example, in Encinitas, we opened up a new grocery store, which is really phenomenal. It's really fun. It's called Lazy Acres.
Yeah, why do they call it Lazy Acres?
I'm really not sure. But it's a great grocery store.
Yeah,
lots
actually.
Lots of organic food, lots of choices. It's very interactive for the kids. There's lots of wide open spaces.
It's like you could roller skate in there.
You really could.
Yeah, I hope they claim their listing.
You can. I know.
And I then see that here. Okay.
You can provide schools that your children are going to that you really enjoy.
Right.
I just saw a place in a space where a school had actually chosen to have, instead of a detention hall, they decided to have a meditation hall. I know, isn't that cool?
I love stuff like that. I really do. I think that the more of that, the better. And, you know, some people aren't into it yet.
Right.
But you know what? I have to say, I've noticed people are shifting. And, I'm going to be 50 years old. And I know I sound so young, don't I? And so I grew up practicing yoga. Like, my family are yogis. And we always did yoga and meditation. And I never talked about it because nobody I knew did that. It was really weird. If anybody found out, like, we did this yoga and meditation, kind of had this lifestyle, and we were vegetarians, you know, like, I just kept that a secret. And because I felt so weird, and it was not the thing. Well, now, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing yoga in Times Square.
Right.
And everybody's doing yoga and meditation, and they're doing it in the workplace, and they're doing it at schools. And, you know, people are realizing, you know, about how to change their diets and be healthy, and vegetarianism isn't a big thing. And I'm not such a freak. And so,
no. And so
even though some of this stuff is maybe not that familiar to everybody, we're shifting. We're always shifting. We're always changing. And we're learning, and this whole – that's, I think, what this whole conscious movement is about.
It really is.
It's like there's more – you know, there's more. There's – we're seeing businesses. I just went to buy some clothes at H&M and clothing store, and they're like a trendy kind of, you know, pretty inexpensive price point for their clothing. And while I was in there, they said, we're having this program. If you bring in your old clothing, we recycle it, and we will give you a 15% coupon. And I thought, oh my gosh, I love that. Yes, I have a big bag of clothes, and you can recycle these for me.
Yeah.
And so they're making a conscious, you know, contribution to the world.
Right.
Yeah. So it's cool.
It's exactly.
Yeah. I didn't think H&M would be that kind of company, but I don't know anything else about them. But it's just nice to see. People being more conscious and aware and
absolutely
doing that kind of stuff. So I see here it's pretty easy to refer a business or a provider or a program or an event. That's actually a good one too. Get them on here. You just submit it. And what happens when I do that? Like if I say, hey, I want you to know about my school that my kids go to, what happens to the information?
It goes in an email and it gets sent to us. And then what we do is we contact that company,
okay,
or we can also list the company on, and then we can get a hold of them and have them claim their listing.
Oh, cool.
So that they can add their own pictures, their own events, their
right.
own promotions, their own ideas about what it is that they do that's conscious towards the community and towards our world at large.
Well, I have to admit, I did actually do this myself. Because you can refer somebody and you can – I referred myself. So
yes.
If I want to refer myself,
yes.
Is this how I do it?
No.
Okay.
You'd actually want to go back on – there's three different sites, three different areas where you can go in there and you can actually – create a listing yourself.
I see that. Add your listing here.
Yes.
Okay. And then there's claim a listing. So if maybe you're somebody that has a business, you could actually go see if you're already on here.
Right.
Yeah. And then
exactly.
Claim. Oh, that's nice. You're already there.
Right.
You just claim yourself. State
right.
claim. Put your flag down.
Right.
So I see here, add your listing. So I did this before this website was built, and it was fairly simple,
yeah,
even when there was no website. But it looks like this has made it even more streamlined. And so you just need to give your basic information and your
– That's correct.
You need a photo.
And actually, we would love people to do that would like to list with us. Is we'd like to have them explain how their business interacts with the child, the family, the community, the nation, the country, the world, how they interact in a conscious way. So what does that mean? Like, for example, you gave recycling as one. Paying it forward is another. Providing goods and services to people who may not be able to afford it.
Yeah.
Also, all kinds of different ways that people are working together collaboratively to create a better environment for ourselves and a better community. And we're role modeling this to the children. So they're learning and growing to think about these things during their day to contribute to the world.
Yeah. I love that. That one of the programs that they have here at Specialty Produce was that they're getting their food out that restaurants and even their food that's not being bought or sold or and they're giving it out to organizations that could use it.
Yes.
What's the name of that program, Kelly?
That is Waste Not SD.
Waste Not San Diego SD?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I love that about specialty produce. When I heard
know,
that.
They take food from banquets and different things that is excess food. Specialty produce picks it up, brings it here to specialty produce in San Diego. And what happens is the other companies, so Ronald McDonald House, Ambets, and other places can come and pick up the food and give it to those in need.
It's so amazing. I mean, there's something we can all do. And
right.
We don't have to do everything, but we can find our little niche of, you know, of being conscious and helping the community and being a good neighbor.
Right.
I see more and more of that. Oh, there it is. Waste Not SD. Oh,
yes.
That is so cool. Putting chefs at the forefront of the fight against hunger. So we're not wasting food, you know? I mean, it's a beautiful. Is this your website? It's on your specialty produce website, so you can go check out that program. And if you're an organization that is listening to this in San Diego and you have some food that you don't want to waste, you should contact Specialty Produce and let them know.
And they work in conjunction with the San Diego Food Bank.
Amazing. So that's another example of who we're looking for, who we want to promote.
Yes.
And I know there's so many practitioners and businesses and schools and events and that are doing things like this. So we want to hear from you. We want you to be part of our community, our local community, our global community.
Yeah.
And
I wanted to talk for just a minute or two about camps, because it's getting to be springtime, or it's getting close. It's February 2017, and we're getting very close. And I wanted to talk about camps. There's lots of camps in San Diego, but there's also conscious ones. And one way of being consciously supportive towards children is helping them integrate their brains, integrate their emotional selves, integrate their mental and cognitive selves. And there's lots of camps here that are supportive of that we have not listed yet. So if you're listening to this podcast and you know of some that are just amazing, please come on our website at www.centerforconsciouskids.com and please list that camp for us, because we would love to know. So for example, like a surf camp. Another one would be maybe an art camp or art therapy. Those types of things really add benefit and value to the child, especially, and people may not have considered this, in the emotional areas. It actually stabilizes their emotion. It gets in their right brain. They get very creative, and they start to express. And that's a way that they can start to begin to work with their emotions, even as young as 4, 5, 6, and 7. I see them in my practice all the time. And it's really a positive way to get them really feeling balanced and stable and centered and grounded in their lives.
Carson, my middle child, he's 13 now, but a few years ago they did at the San Diego Botanical Garden, they had special camps for just this certain age group. I think it's like 10 to 12. And like the preteens. And it was just for preteens, and it was really small numbers in each camp. And they were all out in the garden, and there was a different theme every week. And his was actually like recycle, reuse, repurpose. And so they were doing things with that in mind. And it was really lovely, because he doesn't like camp, because he's got some sensory stuff, and sometimes camp is too big and too loud and too exciting.
Yeah.
And that's for some kids, but not for him. And so this was the perfect camp for him. There were 20 kids there, maybe. And it was really low key. It was in a garden. It was outside. It was only half day, and there was no screaming and chanting and all that stuff that's just really difficult for him. You know, everyone, you know, has different needs out in the world. And so that camp was brilliant. So if you are a camp provider of even a small little camp, summer camp program, we definitely want to hear from you, and the big camps as well. But there's all sorts of things out there, and we want everyone to know who you are and what you're doing.
It's really true. And for our first year, we really have some special prices for people listing with us.
Yeah, this
we
is
have
crazy.
Schools and nonprofits are free for this first inaugural year. We would like as many listed as possible.
That's great pricing.
I know, isn't it?
If you're a nonprofit, you should definitely get on the Center for Conscious Kids.
And we have a basic price. It's only $25 for the whole entire year.
Wow.
And then we have a professional listing for $75 a year.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, I know when people are listing on other websites, it's like triple.
Well, yeah, or maybe even that much a month.
Yeah.
So, but we wanted to mention that that's available for you. And there's so many benefits that you get when you list with us. And it's on the website. And it's just amazing. We do social media. We do lots of embedding with other companies and other spaces and places so that everything can go viral for us.
Yeah, we do. We have a YouTube channel. So we're interviewing people. We're going to have people here in our podcasting studio.
We're on Instagram and Facebook. And we just really wanted to get this out there so that lots of people had lots of choices. And not just in your own community, but we have virtual providers as well that can see people all over in case you're living in more of a remote area or a rural area. The other thing that's really neat is, let's say you're getting ready to move and you want to know where you can find these services.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Yeah.
Or you're going on a vacation and you'd like to find out, what grocery stores can I go to? Where do I pick up the organic food? Where do I pick up?
You know what? I have planned a whole vacation around where am I going to get food.
Exactly.
I'm serious, because I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah.
We eat organic.
Right.
I have a kid that's gluten-free. And you know what I mean? It's like, I have to know
what's available.
Yeah. Like in Manhattan, I was like, oh, we need to be by Whole Foods, Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
You know, we get, because my kids are, well, back then they were like, they needed this certain food, right? Because it made them feel more comfortable when they were traveling to have that familiar food. Occasionally, we would go out and try things too.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. I have planned a whole vacation around where we're going to get our food.
So that's why we're going global.
Yeah.
That's why we're going worldwide, because we really want people to have choices. And we're so excited to get other countries involved too, so that they can share as well. And we'll work on also putting in all the different languages.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Muy bien. Well, I'm honored to be on the Center for Conscious Kids. And I'm going to spell that out real quick, because, you know, conscious and what's the other one?
Consciousness?
No. There's two words that I get mixed up.
Okay.
And I won't even say them because I don't want to mix anybody up. But it's Center for Conscious Kids. CenterForConsciousKids.com. Now you know your ABCs. I'm sorry.
I'd love to take a moment to introduce you as a provider.
Yeah, I am so happy to be part of the center, and I am a doTERRA wellness advocate, and I do business coaching for people that are also starting their businesses. And thank you. So yeah, essential oils. I actually brought some.
All right. Share with us. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, you know, it's...
especially for kids.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of products and there are a lot of services, but it's difficult to sometimes understand how to apply it in a pediatric or in a children's environment.
Definitely.
And what does that mean? So how can parents and loved ones support children with doTERRA?
Thank you, Kelly, our producer here. She's got the website up here for doTERRA. doTERRA, well, first I want to just say I am so in love with essential oils and doTERRA, the company. And
they really are a conscious company.
They are. They're absolutely a conscious. I'm going to get them on here.
Share with us a little bit about what they do that creates consciousness.
Well, besides having just the best products that are, you know, the high quality and sourced responsibly, but they also do what they call co-impact sourcing. So they believe that to get the quality oils that you have to, that you would source them from where they grow naturally. So, for example, one of my favorite oils, vetiver, is a grass, and it's they source it from Haiti because it grows really well there. And so,
it's native to Haiti.
It is, and they're going to get, you know, a better product. And but Haiti is a third world country.
Yes.
And so what they've done is they've gone into Haiti and they work with the growers there.
Yeah.
And they provide them like fair wages.
Yeah.
Long-term contracts so they can depend on this relationship that they have.
Yeah.
And so they're building this relationship with Haiti. And they do all this amazing testing on the oils. They do third-party testing to make sure the oils are completely pure, 100% pure. But also places like Haiti, I mean, there's been devastation
Hurricanes.
There. Yeah. And so they have this humanitarian arm of doTERRA called the Healing Hands Foundation. And they are down there taking care of these people in this country. So
Wow. Like
when the tsunami, was that the last thing that happened to Haiti?
Yeah.
You know, so they bring teams of people there to help them rebuild. And I mean, there was, they also realized they didn't have clean water. So they put, they helped them build and they'd have to walk hours to get horrible water. But so they helped them, you know, put like a pump in where they could pump fresh water for their villages. So they're going in there and they're healing. They're trying to help this village that's helping us. I mean, these oils are so amazing
Yeah. And
beautiful, and we want those people to also have benefit from this.
Right.
So I feel like when I'm using my vetiver that I have this like relationship with the Haitians, right?
Yeah.
Like it's
Yeah. This
give and take. And I donate to the Healing Hands Foundation.
Wow.
And, you know, wellness advocates are encouraged to go on these trips. The executives actually from doTERRA go on them.
Uh-huh.
Emily Wright's always Wow. Traveling around and going and working with these villages. And, you know, they help build schools and medical facilities and just really try and give to Yeah. Them what, you know, because they're giving to us
Yeah. With
these precious oils. So I do. They are a very conscious company. And I actually got to hang out. It's kind of cool to get to know the founders and executives of Yeah. A big company like this. And I had the opportunity to go to Cancun. I won a trip. And I got to hang out with all of these people, all the executives. And they're just lovely people. And when they talk about the oils, I mean, it's really not like, how are we going to sell more oils? How are we going to get, you know, it's like, these oils are a blessing and they help people and that's what we're here to do. We're here
Yeah. To,
you know,
that's
let people know
amazing.
How we can, you know, become more well, you know, health and wellness through natural
sources. Through natural, yes.
And so I started using doTERRA because I got in a really bad car accident and I had a lot of pain. And a friend of mine said, oh, you have to use lemongrass oil. And I was thinking, oh, okay. I'm pretty alternative, but really lemongrass for my neck? And, you know, sure enough, yeah.
Lemongrass and deep blue is a great combination.
I know, I actually make my own little blends. But I was so happy when the lemongrass, like when it works. And I used it today before I went to the gym. Like, oh, yeah, put it on my neck, you know. I have a little routine that I do. I put some cypress on my feet because that helps with circulation. Because when I'm working out, my feet get really heavy in my shoes because of the circulation. And
Yeah. Put
a little cypress oil on.
And very grounding.
Oh, yeah. I'm good to go.
Yeah.
So I just I use these oils several times during the day. And one of the things that I have been trying to do is to help my children learn how to use the oils.
Great. I was going to ask you about
Yeah. That.
How do the children, because they're very strong and they're very concentrated.
They're super duper concentrated.
Like one drop goes a million miles.
Well, they're 50 to 70% stronger than herbs.
Yeah.
Which are strong.
Yeah.
So
I heard like one bottle of peppermint is something like 15 pounds of peppermint leaves. Is that correct?
I don't know the pounds, but I know one drop of peppermint oil is as potent as 28 cups of peppermint tea.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. And So one drop is one dose, right?
Right.
Which is very economical.
Right.
It's like 8 cents or something for a Yeah. Drop of peppermint oil. But my kids, one of the first things that was gifted to me by the woman that introduced me to doTERRA were little keychains with little essential oil bottles that could clip on my kids' backpacks.
Wow.
And she had put together some oils that she thought my kids would enjoy or need during the day that they could have at school or in their life. And
their own little special blend.
Exactly.
And related to their chemistry.
Exactly. And so she put together like a grounding blend for Carson and more of an elevation for Quincy because he's been, you know, teenager, kind of uplifting and thing, you know, the respiratory blend and the, you know, she had this whole little thing. And so my kids have learned like which oils they need, like, you know, like, Mom, I need the Breathe. I'm starting to feel a little, you know, cough coming on there. And they go and they know how to put it on and they have their own stash. So it's been really empowering to show my kids how to use the oils.
Right. And it empowers them in self-care.
Yeah.
And supporting themselves.
They're so natural. And we don't use a lot of prescription. Like if we don't need it, we don't take it. I mean, really. And we don't usually need it. I can't even tell you the last time we had a prescription. We do a lot of preventative stuff. Not that we don't catch a bug here and there. My kids have, you know, they have gotten the flu, but they've got their On Guard going in their diffusers. But they're I just lost my train of thought.
Well, we were talking about how children can empower themselves to use it.
Yes.
And then also the delivery system. Like how does one get it when they're very highly sensitive? Yeah. Or they're very young. What would you suggest?
You have to dilute it because it is so strong. That's what we were talking about, how strong it is. You have to dilute it, and I like to dilute it with the fractionated coconut oil, but some people use jojoba oil. And doTERRA actually has a whole line of oils called the Touch Series, and they've done that for you.
That's so wonderful.
They've actually have them like a roller bottle, and they've already diluted it. And so
so in like the roller ball or the roller bottle,
it's
like
got the
just a couple
oil.
Of drops of that oil. And then it's diluted with the coconut oil.
Yeah. So it's a nice blend, and they've done the blending. doTERRA's done the blending. I mean, I do my own blending too, but they've done the blend. It's like the perfect blend of the coconut oil for people that have sensitivities. Like I even have some adults that prefer the blended stuff.
Okay.
The roller balls.
Yeah.
And I like it. Yeah. I like it straight up. They call it neat when you use it non-diluted. I mean, I do dilute it sometimes. But for kids, definitely dilute it. And on the doTERRA website, there's actually a guide for recommended ideal uses. And it's, you know, it'll tell you how much is ideal internally or topically. And so all of that information, if people want to get real specific, they can actually.
Well, and if someone was wondering what to do and where to get it, they certainly can contact you on the website. Is that true?
Definitely. I have a website. My website is www.mydoTERRA, and doTERRA is spelled doTERRA.com. So it's mydoTERRA.com/CocoSmith, CocoSmith.
Perfect.
And yeah, you can contact me through my website. All the products are listed on there. And you can send me an email. You can buy things. You can contact me to come and teach you how to use the oils and how to use them for your family. We've done what I like to call the medicine cabinet revamp. And so,
beautiful idea.
Yeah. So my kids are learning, like when they're getting a little fever or they're feeling warm, they can use certain oils to cool themselves. This is like they have this ointment that I love. It's called Correct X, and it's got all the amazing oils that are good for skin. And I use this in lieu of some of those over-the-counter stuff with the chemicals in it.
Right.
So, and this works better, I think. Okay. And there's throat drops and, you know, there's all sorts of things. So I've been replacing all that stuff. Toothpaste.
Well, I love the toothpaste.
I know.
It's amazing.
The toothpaste is amazing. I know. I just sent some to my friend because I told you I had my checkup and my gums are better since I started using the toothpaste.
Yeah.
My numbers are lower.
Fabulous.
You know that, you know, when they're doing your teeth, they're all,
yeah, they're
three,
checking.
3, 2, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3. Well, I had a 4. I had a couple of 4s, and now I don't.
Fabulous.
I know.
Wow.
My 4s have gone to 3. Thank you, doTERRA On Guard toothpaste.
Yeah.
So, oh, look, here's all the supplements. There's children's supplements. And we have, I mean, I started with the oils, but now I'm like supplement lady.
Yeah.
I am. I could never take vitamins before. They would make me sick. Even when I was pregnant, I was like, I can't take them. But they have this special blend that they put in there called a tummy tamer.
Wow.
So I think that's what's helping, or maybe.
So maybe supporting the digestive process.
Yeah, and they're also what they call bioavailable, so they don't over vitamin you.
Yes.
They don't put more than you need.
Right.
They put what you need.
Well, and bioavailable just means that it's readily, easily digested and absorbed into your body, into your bloodstream.
Yeah, and you just, there's, you don't have to pee all the stuff out you don't need.
Right.
Yeah, I have a little, those vitamin minders or whatever.
Yeah.
I use them. You should see me.
That's fabulous.
I know. And you know what? I feel good. I don't have all that brain fog anymore.
And so let's say if someone was just wanting to know what oil does what, you have a really huge book on the table.
I do. I have a reference guide. And so it's super fun to work with people in essential oils because.
What's the name of the book?
It's called The Essential Life.
Okay.
Book.
And you can get that on Amazon, I think, or something?
Yeah, you can get it from Amazon, or you can just, I have them too.
And you can Google. Google a lot of different things that can support.
There are so many websites and support groups, and we have stuff on Facebook.
Fabulous.
Like, once you contact me, I kind of put you in touch with whatever works for you.
Right.
Whether you need a phone app or you like the reference books, I do. There's a more scientific
Your Facebook page on oil success is really, really informative.
Yeah.
You have a whole group of wellness advocates that are putting information on it every few days. And the information is really broad spectrum, really amazing, and really pointed to maybe where you need to go.
Yeah, and we have a question. You know, you can submit a question. So if you want to know, which oil for my baby, you know, are all the oils okay for my baby?
Yeah.
Can I use ylang ylang on my baby? And so if you're not sure, as a wellness advocate, you know, and you want to double check, or you think you know, but you want to get some backup, you go to these, you know, forums and you can ask a question, and you got 6 or 7 people that have experience and have done it, tried and true. It's so amazing.
Oh, fabulous.
You have this whole world out there. And so I typically you contact me and we get together either one-on-one, or if you want to invite some friends over and we can all learn about oils. And then I really spend a lot of time, you know, figuring out what it is you need in your life and what you're trying to accomplish and what oils might do that for you or the other products. And and then, you know, we build a relationship, and I'm sort of your essential oil, you know, go-to.
Well, we're so glad to have you on board. It's so wonderful to have you here as a resource. It's so amazing. And the resource within this information is just massive.
I think that, so many people are looking for natural solutions to their health and wellness. And essential oils are a beautiful, inexpensive, easily accessible way to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm so pleased to, like, have this, you know, like, obviously, you know, there's a time and a place for Western
medical
medicine.
Care, yeah, absolutely,
is. Absolutely. But
and this is more in the realm what I call is functional medicine, and it's where you're actually involving other things, food, nutrition, supplementation, and body work, all different types of things that support your body in staying in health and in balance before it does get out of balance, or when it's starting to just barely get out of balance.
I know. And the cost savings is, if you really think about it, it's amazing. Like, not going to the doctor for the sick visit, right? Like, if there's some stuff you can do at home.
Well, and not only that is when you intervene sooner, you're laid up less. And you can return to school, return to work, return to all the activities that you like to do in your healthy life.
And have you seen the price of prescriptions?
It's very expensive. All of this is very expensive, but these are natural ways, and many of these oils are food.
They are. You can take them internally. I love that part of it. But
they're actually medical grade to the point where you can take them as food, many of them. Some of them, though, I know the tree ones, like you don't want to ingest those.
Yeah, you don't do that.
But there are many, like grapefruit and lemon you can put in your water.
Oh, yeah, and ginger. I just diffused ginger. And so that's another way that is really good to use the oils with a family is put it in a diffuser. And, the flu's been going around, so we've got the protective blend, which is called On Guard, in all our diffusers. But recently I just I diffused ginger because it just – I don't know. I had this – I felt so good after I diffused it for the day. And that's, diffuser –
It really does support your immune system.
Yeah, it does. And it smells good. Makes you the emotional benefits of essential oil. I mean, the side effects, I like to say, like with that lemongrass, I used it on my neck.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also good for other things. Like the side effects are all positive.
Correct.
And it's, it's natural. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Well, thank you very, very
You're
much.
You're welcome, Ashley. Thank you for having me here on the show.
Yes. Well, we are so glad that you got to visit with us today, and please stay tuned for our next podcast.
Yeah, I think we are going to have – we're trying to get Jen Cox from the Craft Dungeon to come in and talk about her amazing crafting space that she's created for people to –
create.
Yeah. And she has all the stuff you need. Yeah, express yourself. She's amazing. In fact, I'm signing up for her art journaling class that's coming up. So hopefully we'll have her on our next podcast. And check out the Center for Conscious Kids and refer your favorite conscious company or practitioner or school or event. And check out... or if you are a provider or one of these events or schools, we have a place for you to connect with us.
Sign up and list with us. This is our best year ever to sign up.
Yeah.
You
got to get in
you
now.
Get a tremendous value.
I'm in. And Ashley Lee Healing is in.
Yes.
And Specialty Produce is in. We want to thank Specialty Produce for having us here at the Specialty Produce Network in beautiful San Diego. All right. Well, we'll see you all later. Well, we won't really see you, but we'll talk to you
very soon.
We'll be communicating soon. Take care.
Bye-bye.